Gracias.
Thank you very much, President. Mexico would like to thank the Secretariat and ECLAC and Ambassador Sanchez-Fung for the presentation of this report, which highlights the structural challenges our region faces. We align ourselves with the statement that was read out by Guatemala and with the comments made by Peru on behalf of the G77, especially the point about what we perceive to be a lack of attention sometimes from international organizations to the challenges faced by middle-income countries. The document that is presented today confirms what many countries in our region have actually experienced, namely a low growth trap in which informality and low productivity limit the growth of quality employment. Regarding what the survey indicates, Mexico agrees that we need to strengthen active employment policies and to promote occupational training and insertion into sectors with greater added value. Investment in education, and especially in technical and digital training, is crucial for reducing informality and closing gender gaps on the job market. The report also sounds the alarm about the loss of purchasing power. On this point, Mexico has adopted measures such as increasing our minimum wage, which has increased by more than 110% in real terms since 2018. This has improved the quality of life of millions of workers and shored up internal demand. Moreover, regarding the threat posed by climate change to employment and growth, I think we cannot ignore its impact on key sectors such as agriculture and tourism. So we consider it is important to promote public and private investment in resilient infrastructure, sustainable energies, and clean technologies in order to ensure sustainable development. At the tax level, Mexico supports progressive reforms, which will make it possible to broaden the space for public policy and combat tax evasion and strengthen financing for development mechanisms. At the same time, we remain concerned by the debt servicing burden, which limits investment in education, healthcare, and sustainable infrastructure. We believe that it is time to actually create international mechanisms in order to tackle this challenge, and that is something that UNCTAD has suggested and we strongly agree with. Finally, the international economic environment continues to pose major challenges for our region: financial volatility, geopolitical tensions, and fragmented supply chains all call for coordinated responses. As we said during the opening of this session of the board, Mexico believes that it is crucial to strengthen cooperation, especially as regards at the regional level, in order to address these challenges.